The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast. I'm Katie Mox, joined by Will Brinson, Ryan Wilson. I get those mixed up sometimes. And John Breach. Fellas, how are we doing today?
Katie, I got a question for you. This is my first time on the show with you, so that's good. Had my fingers crossed Brinson wouldn't be here, Breach, but he showed up, so it is what it is. But Katie, you grew up in California. Brinson and I are North Carolina guys. Breach is from parts unknown. Growing up, what did you call this, Katie?
A beanie.
See, Brinson and I called it, even though we lived in a place with no snow, we called it a toboggan.
Team Breach, we got another point here.
And that's usually the response. Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't a toboggan a sled? We got a full
finger up like, whoa.
And Katie, that is always
a sled.
That's always the first thing people say.
You see how incredulous her face is right now? How ridiculous it is that you call that a toboggan? It's so incorrect. I don't even know where to go.
I don't know where it came from as a thing. I was talking to my kids about this last night. I live in New York now. They're 15 and 11, and they're like, that's a weird thing to call. Like, why would you have a sled on your head type thing? But I was wondering what you called out in California, and apparently it's what everyone calls it except for me and Brinson.
I was going to point out that you're like, a toboggan is a sled. See, where we come from, what we call a sled is a sled. And so, therefore, toboggan is open to hat discussion.
In California, what do you call a rain jacket? Is there a name that y'all call it? Because
a rain jacket.
Yeah, rain jacket.
You never call it a slicker, a rain slicker.
I've heard that. Raincoat is usually what I would call it.
But to Brinson's point about the sled thing, we call sled sleds, but there's also a toboggan is a different type of sled. It has the rim in the front that curves up.
Right, with the wood slats.
Right.
Yeah,
but
no, that's right.
Everything else is just a sled.
Yeah.
The wood slats with like the little, like the things you can turn, that's what you call a toboggan? I just call that like a old sled.
A fancy sled?
An old sled.
A fancy sled. All right, well, let's toboggan into today's show, right? Let's slide right in, guys. Yeah, you like that? Okay. Bold predictions for free agency, and we'll start with quarterbacks. And my guy, Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, where do we think he's going?
All right, so, you know, it's probably good that we didn't have you on – late in the season, because Billy's an Eagles fan. He would have been a huge butthole during that Eagles Brock Purdy game. So that's good that you came when you did. But take solace in knowing, Katie, that Billy got his due at that Super Bowl. I don't think I've talked to you since then, Billy. So congratulations on second place. But Jimmy Garoppolo, where's he going to end up? And this is bold for a lot of reasons. I think it makes a lot of sense because Tom Brady has retired for now. Kyle Trask is the only quarterback on the roster. Jimmy G would go in there and have some playmakers. Leonard Fournette's gone, but they still have Mike Godwin. They still have Chris Godwin, and they still have Mike Evans. but they are dead last in available salary cap space, like negative $50 trillion. Jimmy G ain't playing for free. So a lot of things have to happen for this to be a landing spot. But Jimmy Garoppolo to the Buccaneers, in my mind, makes sense. In reality, it is probably the boldest of bold predictions. But I think it would put them right back in the mix in that division. As we sit here, they might actually be the worst team in this division.
See, I like Jimmy in Florida, but I see him as a bold prediction going to Miami. So we do know that Mike McDaniel said that they're happy with Tua. He fits perfectly in their offense, the way that they want to run things. They're not interested in Lamar Jackson. But I'm not sure that I am fully buying that. Look, he had two concussions last season, so his health is a big question mark. He didn't exactly have a clean injury report before that. He's had some rib injuries, injuries to his throwing hand. And if there's anything that we learned from last season, which I call basically the season of the backup quarterbacks, it's that premium insurance on your signal caller is absolutely necessary. And who better than Jimmy Gorgeous over here, who, by the way, probably could use a tan over there. He has proven that he is a great quarterback that can win and get a team deep into the postseason. They've got that 1-2 punch. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Jalen Waddle. They've got a very tight window of getting to a Super Bowl, possibly winning a Super Bowl. So I do think they need to prioritize adding a veteran quarterback. Now, I don't know that he wants to go and be a backup, but I don't know that he necessarily has too much to say about it, considering he is so injury prone.
Man, just when you think Jimmy Garoppolo can't get any more handsome, imagine him with that sun-kissed tan down there in South Florida, Katie. My goodness. I'll just weigh in real quick and say, I'll take the obvious one, Jimmy to the Raiders. He's got the history with Josh McDaniels, and I have to think those two are probably texting each other like, hey, man, you want to come to Vegas? Because it's a short flight from San Francisco. You don't even have to move. You can commute to work. I don't care. I don't have a quarterback. Just please come here and sign.
Can anybody name the current there's only one quarterback on the Raiders who's like currently under contract with the Raiders. Can anybody name that quarterback?
Is it Mr. Stidham?
No. If you can name it, I'll give you three Brinson bucks.
Whoa. What are those worth in real bucks?
$0.
Yeah, you have to pay. You have to pay
for them, Katie. You need $3 for them. Seriously, I mean, like, I wrote a story. I don't know if anybody saw this. I wrote an article. A column.
Wait. What year is this?
I know.
You wrote a story.
but I was like pointing out how all these teams who, you know, were, it was like immediately, you know, like, no interest in Lamar Jackson, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, I need to look and see who the Raiders have under contract. The only quarterback, I believe, unless I'm missing something, because I believe your boy, Jared Stidham, is a free agent. The only current quarterback under contract for the Raiders is Chase Garbers, who may be a real person. Who knows?
Did he go to Cal?
He did go to Cal.
Our draft expert. Look at him.
That's one and a half Brinson bucks for you.
I know. I get to keep my Brinson bucks. The point being is that, like, I mean, the Raiders make so much Jimmy G. That would be the obvious pick. I would go with two. If I'm going to go bold, though, I'm going to say that he goes back to San Francisco. How about that? Just for you, Kelly. Kyle Shanahan already said it's a bit. Wilson, she calls me Brian. I call her Kelly. It's a whole thing.
Yes. It confuses everybody. They're like, wow, you really don't know her name. And they think that you're changing. No,
hey, Katie, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise of right? The
I'm like, no, it's a bit. Everybody's like, uh-huh. Yeah, you're just an a-hole. But the thing with, like, Kyle Shanahan already said, he's like, no, he's not coming back. Well, that's what they said last year when he's sitting on that practice field by himself, you know, just being handsome and throwing footballs at a tackling dummy. And then, you know, Trey Lance gets hurt and all of a sudden Jimmy's back in the fold. Well, what if, you know, your boy Brock Purdy, there's a chance that, like, he misses the entire season. We don't know how this is going to play out with Brock Purdy. And if that's the case, San Francisco, and maybe this segues into one of Breach's bold predictions, San Francisco is going to need another quarterback. Why not just bring back Jimmy G, who's still in the open market?
Wait, Breach, do they need another quarterback?
Yes.
Got to wait, Ryan. Got to keep tuning in.
Okay. I'm going to hang around then.
All right, Breach, you're set up perfectly for this.
Yeah, go with it, Breach. When you say segue.
If we want to go to the next whole prediction, let's do it. One of mine is that the 49ers will sign a veteran quarterback. It won't be Jimmy Garoppolo, but I am saying that they will land a former NFL MVP. So that is the prediction on its own. The 49ers will sign a former NFL MVP. It leaves the door open for a couple options.
Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lamar Jackson.
Maybe.
Joe Montana.
He's a former MVP. Boomer Esiason, also a former MVP. But look, I don't think the 49ers will be crazy enough to sign Lamar Jackson, although maybe there's a 2% chance. But I think the two that I was specifically thinking of, Matt Ryan. If Matt Ryan gets cut by the Colts, which is very likely, he is a former NFL MVP who thrived with Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta in 2016. And maybe Shanny calls him up, says, hey, look, man, you can start the first five games of the season. We'll play it by year after that. I don't know where Brock's going to be. I don't know where Trey Lance is going to be, but I can guarantee you a couple starts. And if you play well, you keep the job. And then the other one is the obvious one, Tom Brady. He's a former NFL MVP. Maybe Shanahan talks him out of retirement. We all know that Brady would really, really love to play for the 49ers. At least he wanted to back in 2020. So maybe that's still on his plate. So I think the 49ers.
Aaron Rodgers you could throw out there too.
You could throw Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you got an out there at least.
Let me ask you this though, Breach. The Matt Ryan thing, you sold me on that over the course of your explanation. Because he's worth about 4.5 games and then he's done. And assuming Brock Purdy's ready or Trey Lance is ready to go. Aaron Rodgers and or Tom Brady ain't playing 4.5 games and then sitting on the bench. And also, what are you doing with Trey Lance and or Brock Purdy?
No, if you bring Tom Brady out of retirement, he's your starter for the season.
But waste that money?
What money are you wasting? Maybe Brady agrees to a $20 million deal. He signed for $25 million in Tampa Bay. And with Brady, you know he's not long-term. It is, you're our starter in 2023. Brock, you can have the reins next year. We'll let your elbow heal for a full season. I don't know what we're going to do with Trey Lance. Probably trade him, but I think they would be fine with Tom Brady for 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Katie is a resident Niners fan. Are you, I think it's a pretty good bold prediction. It just seems very clear that Kyle Shanahan can't be 100% sold that Trey Lance is ready to go, if you go in with just Trey Lance and a hurt Brock Purdy, you would rather have a veteran, right? As a Niners fan.
Yes, I do think that we need a veteran quarterback because we don't know if Brock Purdy is going to. I think that Brock Purdy is going to end up being the quarterback for the 49ers. It doesn't seem like, from what I'm hearing too, that they're all that sold on Lance. Now, of course, they haven't really seen what he can do. He hasn't really played football in about 3 years now. And I know that the upside to him potentially is very high, but we know that Brock Purdy fits so well in this offense, can win in this offense. And, you know, if he didn't get hurt in the NFC Championship game, who knows what we'd be discussing right now. But they do need a veteran. I hope it's not Matt Ryan. I understand what you're saying, Breach. Yes, he's got about four games. And look, the Niners start slow anyways. We end up losing in the beginning of the season a lot and then get better later. So fine, if he comes and it doesn't work out too well and then Brock Purdy comes in, that's great. I really truly believe that Tom Brady is retired. I don't know if you guys saw his tweet, but he adopted a kitten for his daughter. And apparently that takes up a lot of time. So Katie, I don't think Tom Brady is coming. But yes.
The kitten thing, that's something you put on your dating profile. He's just trying to get girls. That's not a real
throwing
thing.
When you start adding animals, you already got kids, you start adding animals. You know what you really want to do? Get out of the house. Like now you got more stuff to deal with. Yeah, you think his kids are caring for that kitten? Tom Brady's on kitten duty right now. Like this guy's scooping litter box. Well, he's probably paying somebody to scoop a litter box, but you get the point. I actually think that Matt Ryan is. This is going to be an unpopular opinion. I think that if you put him in a Kyle Shanahan system with a good offensive line, that he would be a lot better than people expect.
Why is he better than Brock?
Was terrible last year, and Jeff Saturday was his coach for half the season.
Why is he better than Brock Purdy?
He's better than an injured Brock Purdy.
He has Tommy John surgery, and he's out for the year. Then Matt Ryan's a better option.
He's not out for the year. Brock Purdy's 6-month turnaround.
Brock Purdy is the guy. Brock Purdy is the guy. I will go ahead and say that. Brock Purdy is the guy.
What?
Shut up.
So I will say it again. Brock Purdy is the guy. look, the team is sold on him. You've heard what George Kittle has been saying. You've heard what a lot of they believe in him. They know they can win with him. And so does the front office. But I have seen a lot of people that think that Lamar is going. What one, we don't have the as a member of the 49ers, don't have the capital for Lamar. I think they're about $6 million in cap space. They got to pay Nick Bosa. I saw someone on Twitter say the other day that we should offer up Nick Bosa to get Lamar Jackson, which I almost threw up because that's definitely not something that I'm willing to do as the GM.
That's a weird take.
It's a weird take.
Like, Lamar's incredible. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Lamar, but like, who would you rather have, Trey Lance and Nick Bosa or Lamar Jackson?
Trey Lance, Katie? And Nick Bosa. Trey Lance and Nick Bosa. I want the defensive player.
He is all in on the 49ers.
I would not give up Nick Bosa for anything. All right.
Katie has Wilson. Brock Purdy tattooed across, like, right here.
All right, Katie.
No regrets.
I won't.
Katie, I have a quick question. 30 seconds, so we don't have to go all day on this. How did you feel when the 49ers traded up to number 3 and you didn't know who they were taking? Were you okay with that at the time?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
We had Jimmy Garoppolo that is not the most winning quarterback for the 49ers, but we had not been good before he came. Then all of a sudden we're winning games before, got to the Super Bowl. I know a lot of people blame him for that second half meltdown. Some of us think that maybe it was a little bit of the play calling, but I think that you had a great quarterback. Yes, he got injured in 2020, but so did everybody else on the 49ers team. So I did not think, I would have rather them invested in the secondary. I would have rather them invested, in the O-line, which we'll get to in a little bit. I don't think we needed to do that, but it was very clear that Kyle Shanahan wasn't sold on Jimmy Garoppolo long-term for the 49ers. Clearly that has a lot to do with the fact that he is injury prone, but then what happens? Then we get Trey Lance. He gets injured right away. I didn't think so, but I could talk about this all day and I don't want to hijack the entire podcast. So Wilson, talk to us about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. And look, this happens every year. It's like, Breach, you remember this? You used to read Sweet Valley High, those books. Remember those? Like every year, there you go. Like the quarterback and the head cheerleader break up, and every year you're like, oh, they're not going to get back together over the summer. And every September they get back together, and they're great for a year. They have their ups and downs, and right before the school ends, they break up again. That's Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Every year around this time, we're like, all right, this is it. There are reports out of Green Bay that they can't work with Aaron because he's a pain in the butt, or he's not being nice to the young wide receivers, and every year he's right back there. Now, look, it feels like this year more than previous ones, this might be the final time they break up. Maybe they're going off to college, Breach. I don't know. But I think it's going to be a thing where they come back. I don't think Matt LaFleur is actually crazy about it. I don't think Brian Gutekunst is crazy about it, but they're over a barrel in terms of the salary cap. Their fingers crossed, like, please let Woody Johnson fall for this and take this off our hands and give us draft picks in return and take the salary cap and all that with it. But I think he's back in Green Bay for another year. I'll believe it when I see it, and I have yet to see it.
I got to be honest. Of all the things on my Pick Six podcast bingo card today, I didn't have Ryan Wilson makes a Sweet Valley High reference.
You know what's up.
In discussing Aaron Rodgers. And here we are. I think it's bold because I think it's both bold and a really good prediction because we've seen, to Wilson's point, like Rodgers, it's like, okay, we get it. Like, and don't get me, look, again, as I've expressed on this podcast, like, if I was as rich and famous as Aaron Rodgers and in this position, I would probably be doing the same thing, like drawing attention to myself and like soaking up all the headlines.
By the way, you are not as rich as Aaron Rodgers, and you do make it all about you. So you're right.
Imagine if I was imagine if I was a rich, famous quarterback. Like, you guys would really, really hate me. I'd be like Favre and Rodgers combined.
Yikes.
I just think that it is going to be, the Jets thing seems nice. I don't understand why the Jets think they're a quarterback away. I think they're further than a quarterback away. Maybe that doesn't matter if they ultimately trade for Rodgers anyway. But I tend to think that he could end up staying with Green Bay, even though you hear these rumors that, Rodgers, that Green Bay wants Rodgers to say he's retiring or that he's just done, or he's retiring, he's done in Green Bay. So they can actually trade him. It's a hard contract to move. They're not going to get a ton in return. And even if they want to see what Jordan Love's got, like, Rodgers gives them the best chance to win in 2023, if that's what they're trying to do.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, Breach. Unless you want to answer Brinson's question first. I'll ask the question. You can answer whichever the question you want. I'm of the opinion, I'd be interested to hear what Katie thinks about this too, because it's her dude. I think Jimmy G makes a trillion times more sense in New York for the Jets than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He's a free agent. You don't have to give up draft picks. He's not going to be a pain in the locker room. You have that defense, and I think he is, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, he's a on the same trajectory, but a huge upgrade over Mike White and what he was able to do last year. He does all those things, and I think they're in the mix for the division if you have Jimmy G healthy.
Well, I think the one thing with Rodgers in New York is the obvious Nathaniel Hackett connection, where obviously Hackett was a disaster in Denver, but when he was working with Rodgers in Green Bay, they did very well together. And so I think that's kind of what the Jets are putting all their eggs in, this Nathaniel Hackett, Aaron Rodgers basket, which does seem a little crazy because it's like the eggs are already starting to crack. And if you carry the basket the wrong way, they're all
Denver already tried this eggs basket thing and it worked really
with Russell Wilson, Rodgers, someone Nathaniel Hackett had never worked with. But we've already seen that Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers work together.
They hired Hackett thinking they were going to trade for Rodgers, and then that fell through and they had to trade for Russ.
Well, right. And I'm saying that Aaron Rodgers with Nathaniel Hackett in New York makes sense. That doesn't mean Nathaniel Hackett wasn't a disaster last year with Russell Wilson.
What about my Jimmy G thing?
The Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett thinking that that would help. Like,
no, we get that.
Facilitate a trade.
I think with the Jimmy G thing, that just means the Packers or the Jets don't have all the leverage in this trade that maybe they think they have, because the Jets can say, all right, you know what? If they're going to ask for way too many draft picks and Aaron Rodgers won't restructure his contract, we'll just go call Jimmy G's agent and see if we can work something out with him. But I do think it's interesting the Packers have gone totally dark this week. They're not leaking anything out. They're not talking to anyone. They haven't said, maybe we'll trade Aaron, maybe we won't, or we gave people permission to the Jets to talk to him. They haven't said anything. They're just totally dark and letting everything happen.
I agree with you, Wilson. I've been wanting Jimmy G to go to the Jets for, I don't know, months now. But once I saw that the Jets have flown to California to try to, you know, woo Aaron Rodgers, I kind of gave up on having Jimmy G close here in New York City. But I do think that they have the weapons in New York. They have a good defense. Obviously, Robert Saleh and Jimmy G have a good relationship. So I think he would fit in very well to that offense and would elevate them almost immediately. But it's hard to kind of compare Aaron Rodgers with Jimmy Garoppolo if they have their heart set on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't get the Aaron Rodgers things. But again, Woody Johnson has done crazier things, so I won't put it outside the realm of possibility. Well, Brinson, who, Jimmy G or Aaron Rodgers, and let's say you're getting Aaron Rodgers who's going to half-ass it. Who wins more games next year for the Jets?
I think with Rodgers, the half-assing it, and I know that there was like rumors that he was like kind of half-assing it in Green Bay. They felt like he was half-assing
it. It looked like it.
Yeah, at times it definitely did. And they certainly, and like he also stayed away from voluntary workouts in the offseason when he didn't have, you know, like Devontae Adams had been traded. No, you know, all these rookie receivers. Like, dude, I mean, you, if you're trying to win, like you have to get in there and do that stuff. I think that Rodgers in a Jets uniform would, not necessarily because he's in a Jets, like I just think on another team, we saw how Rodgers played when Mike McCarthy got fired. Rodgers was like, hey, F you, Mike. It wasn't my fault. Check this out. I'm going to win a couple MVPs. And I think if he went to the Jets, he's such a spiteful human being. And I say that as a compliment coming from another spiteful human being, that I think he would play really well for the Jets. If the offensive line is good enough, they got enough weapons in the passing game where it would work. I think he would be spiteful and bitter and want to show the Packers that they screwed up. And so I will say Rodgers over Garoppolo, but I think Jimmy G would be good in New York too.
Breach, you have any thoughts?
All right.
2-2. I say Rodgers over Garoppolo, same thing.
Never mind.
Just a slight. You and Katie like Garoppolo in New York.
We do.
So
we do. It
Katie just wants to go to Jets games. That's all she wants to do.
Two against two. It's two against two. Look, Princeton, that's neither here nor there. That's not what we're talking about here. I think he's a good fit into their offense. It would just be a cherry on top if he happened to be in New York. But we're going to take a very quick break here. You're watching the Pick Six podcast. We'll be right back.
The top players from the best schools and conferences in black college basketball will compete for the second ever HBCU All-Star Game, April 2nd on CBS.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the Pick Six podcast, I am Katie Mox, here joined with Brinson, the Brinsonator, and we've got Ryan Wilson and John Breach with us as well, talking bold predictions for free agency. We already talked about the quarterbacks a little bit. So now let's maybe move to wide receivers. The OBJ sweepstakes that almost never was last season is still heating up. Wilson, where do you think OBJ goes?
Well, we saw clips of him catching passes the other day after ACL tear number two. By the way, a Wilson story. Last week at the combine, we were interviewing all the players, and Hendon Hooker, the quarterback from Tennessee, came through. And, you know, right before we started taping, I was sitting next to him and I said, "Hey, Hendon, you and I have something in common." And this is literally what I said to him. "Hey, we both tore our ACLs. What's up?" He's like,
"Wow, that's such a uncommon thing.
He's
6'4". Not a great icebreaker, Wilson.
Yeah, it's like, like you tore your ACL playing in an old man rec soccer league. He like tore his ACL and it cost him a chance to win a national title. He's like, that's cool, bro. Yeah, it's like, yeah, just only impacted my draft stock, cost me millions of dollars and maybe a chance to win the Heisman and bring the first Tennessee title to Knoxville since, you know, T. Martin played. But T. Martin won. Yeah, because Peyton Manning didn't win one. T. Martin won the year after he left. I was in Tennessee then. But yeah, I'm sure that that went over well with Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
But they like that.
How did it go?
He's actually great. Like he was like, "Oh, cool. What kind of graft did you get? Like, how did they fix it?" And then we had a little conversation. But yeah, so he's a stellar young man. That was a stupid thing for me to say, but to Breach's point, that's the type of game I got. I'm talking about injuries when I meet people. All right. OBJ tore his ACL twice. Was catching passes on Twitter yesterday, so that means he's probably 100%. Giants said sounds like they're gonna eat the old Kenny Galladay contract and bring him back for one more year. And I mentioned Kenny Galladay and the Giants because Breach, Odell Beckham Jr., the third related to Eugene Cyril Smith, is coming back to New York Giants. Now that Danny Dimes has his money, they'll get Saquon there. They'll add a legit playmaker, Wandale Robinson, returning from his ACL injury, and that team is going to be in the mix to potentially win the division. Giants.
I like it, man. I think it's a good one. Look, you look at Daniel Jones, people love to roast him that he doesn't deserve his $40 million a year. And you could certainly make that argument, but he didn't have anyone to throw to last year. So he was literally out there throwing to guys. Look, we're watching these clips. You're watching on YouTube. You see Odell just out there making these one-handed catch. You know, and I don't know if Odell's going to look like he did a couple years ago, especially coming off a torn ACL, but I like it. I like the Odell return to New York and giving Danny Dimes some actual receivers to throw to.
I'm in on it, man. I love the idea of like Odell Beckham in that Giants uniform. I mean, you know, you think back to, you know, I mean, when he came out, when he busted on the scene, and remember, he won Rookie of the Year and put up a monster rookie season, and he did it after missing several games early on. That catch, I mean, what year is that? 2014? Like that catch was, I mean, it's just literally an unforgettable moment in NFL history. And it's just a regular season catch, but he's a special talent. You like to see him get back to where he was. Yeah, he's, you know, if the Rams don't bring him in, I don't know if the Rams win the Super Bowl. And so as much as we want to like get annoyed by all the stuff that Odell does in terms of, you know, generating headlines and unnecessarily generating headlines, Odell watch, whatever, you know, whatever it is, I do think that him in New York would be a fun spot, especially if Danny Dimes continues to progress.
Well, how much do you guys think that he's worth? Because he reportedly, you know, wanted $20 million. How much do you think he signs?
Not 20 million.
Like 7 million maybe. If he's
I give him 10.
You again? Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's, I feel like that's overpaying 10, but he, I don't know if he'll play for 7. But here's the thing. Even if he only has 0 ACLs left intact, he's better than Kenny Golladay. So that's an upgrade.
I mean, just for the record, I was going to say, here's the $10 million guys currently, just on average. Like, well, 11.5, Curtis Samuel, Michael Gallup, Nelson Aguilar, 11. Tyler Boyd, 10.75. Devontae, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, Russell Gates, Tim Patrick. All right, maybe you got to give him 12.
No, I think 10's okay. Like some of those names. Like wow. He's in Curtis Samuel territory right now, I feel like.
Yeah, I think 11-something is fine.
All right, well, let's talk about D-Hop. So he's got what, 2 years left on his contract. He did tell Pat McAfee that he wants to be flexible on those years, or he's willing to be flexible on those years. He hired an agent again, which he hasn't had for the last couple of years. So it's clear that he's looking for a new contract. Any ideas on where you think he's going to go?
You want to start, Katie? You want me to start?
You start.
This isn't going to happen either, but that's why it's called bold predictions. It sounds like everybody's time. Out of New England, NBC. Where is he? Breach Brinson. NBC. Where?
Tom Curran.
Yeah, NBC.
Yeah, NBC.
Austin or whatever.
Yeah, NBC New England. Yeah, what is it? He's with NBC. Tom Curran.
Right. I wanted to give him his due. Anyway, he's been covering the Patriots for 1,000 years. Incredibly smart. He said this is probably a long shot, and I've sort of given away the secret here. But Patriots get DeAndre Hopkins. We know that Bill Belichick has a history of going after guys. DeAndre's not on the downside of his career, but veteran guys who, for one reason or another, aren't working out with their current teams. Randy Moss is the most obvious example. Corey Dillon, Breach's Corey Dillon, went there and won a Super Bowl back in the day. Albert Haynesworth was there for a minute. That didn't work out. Chad Johnson was there. Ocho Cinco was there for a minute. That didn't work out, although he did get to a Super Bowl, too. I don't think they won it. That was the Giants Super Bowl, the second one. So DeAndre Hopkins comes in, and Breach, you bring him in for one reason and one reason only. Revitalize, bring back to life, resuscitate McCorkle Jones, future Hall of Famer.
Ooh, man, I don't know. Are McCorkle Jones and DeAndre going to get along? Is that offense going to work with DeAndre Hopkins not getting the touches he wants? I mean, I don't hate it because the Patriots, as you just dissected, have been willing to bring in these older veterans who have a lot of talent left, who have gas left in the tank and can completely revitalize things. But it just seems like a big move for the Patriots to make considering where they are. I just think they have a few other issues. So Ryan, I'm going to give your grade. Are we grading? Can I grade you? I'm going
to
give you a B-.
Before you grade, let me throw this in. I do deserve a grade. This is going to hurt my grade, but I want you to respond to this. What do you think the first thing DeAndre Hopkins says to Bill O'Brien after Bill O'Brien had traded him to Arizona for a bag of footballs?
He writes him a check for 10% of that money and says, thanks for getting me the second biggest contract for a receiver in NFL history.
All right, so that was my grade.
He did get a monster contract when he went to Arizona. Yeah, that the Bill O'Brien thing might be a little bit of a not a cog. No, what would be a
obstacle? Chicken.
I'm trying to figure something with a wheel. You'd still
a hitch in the giddy up.
A stick in the spoke, so to speak.
Yeah, but to Breach's point, he did get paid in Arizona. What's my grade, Breach?
A B plus now.
Yes. There we go.
Heavy plus. All right. Well, grade mine then, because I think that D-Hop gets traded to the Baltimore Ravens. So with the way things are looking right now, and Brinson wrote a great article on this, it seems to me that Lamar Jackson is staying in Baltimore. That's the most likely scenario. So what do they need? Well, they need an elite receiver in the worst way to support him. D-Hop would be a massive upgrade from DeMarcus Robinson, who's currently their wide receiver one. I read a stat that the Ravens haven't had a 1,000-plus-yard wide receiver since Mike Wallace in 2016. Now, of course, you know, D-Hop is 31 years old, and he was suspended for 6 games or 9 games or whatever it was last season for the PEDs. But it does seem that, like, Arizona is looking to rebuild. They fired their head coach, general manager, parted ways, J.J. Watt retired. And the teams are friendly. They did negotiate Hollywood Brown's deal last season. So I feel like D-Hop – would be good for the Ravens. And they do have draft picks. They've got a first, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth in 2020. Now he's not going to be a first rounder, but I could see maybe some kind of package for him.
Well, they traded Hollywood Brown last year, and that made Lamar very happy. And then Eric DaCosta, the GM, said that they would like to get better at drafting wide receivers. That didn't make Rashad Bateman very happy. That, all that said, Dre Hopkins would be a huge upgrade. The only issue is you got to make sure Lamar's coming back, because if you trade for Dre Hopkins and then you don't have a quarterback, I guess you get the two first-round picks and you can sort that out. But you're in a bad way if you're trying to roll forward without the other MVP.
This is based on Lamar Jackson staying with the Ravens.
I like it. I think it makes a ton of sense, because the wide receivers, as you've noted, Katie, have not been great. No disrespect to Rashad Bateman.
And it tells Lamar that you're serious about winning, when he's been spending the past 4 or 5 years wondering, hey, you guys going to bring a receiver in at all instead of just trading them away? I could use some help here. I give this a B+ too. What do you think, Brenton?
Look. This is the first time Katie's been graded on the show. You guys are rude. I'm going to give her an A-. minus.
Hey. No, it's okay.
I love it.
Yeah, no, an A- is good. You got B+, 2B+, and A-. It's very good.
2B+ is an A-. I love it.
Yeah, that's more than I made in my entire college career. I would say that I'm going to throw out a team that, like, I don't even know like how this exactly would work, but I think it's kind of interesting. What about the Chiefs?
Ooh.
Like, you put a guy, I mean, like, I know they got rid of Tyreek Hill and they morphed it and they won the Super Bowl morphing into this entirely different offense. But, like, if you toss Nuke Hopkins into an offense with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, like.
Yeah, but to Breach's point about the Patriots and Dre Hopkins, is he going to want to be in a team where Travis Kelce gets 85% of the targets?
I don't know, man. I think, like, if you're making enough money, I think if you're winning, it's cool. Like, it's a lot easier to deal with it if you're winning, you know? So. Yeah, I'm not saying it's guaranteed that he's going to be down for that, but like.
Okay.
And I'll say Hopkins to the Giants.
Hopkins to the Giants. Also worth noting that his PED suspension, actually, he had a full no trade clause, and that suspension voided his no trade clause. So that's probably why he's a little more amenable to reworking his contract and these ideas that he could be traded. Otherwise, he'd be like, nah, I'm hanging here and getting that cash.
What's another thing is he hired an agent again, which he hasn't had for the last 2 years. And that's something that Lamar Jackson doesn't have right now. What do you guys think of players not having agents? Is it a smart thing to do, or do you think it actually hinders them?
I'll just say what Lance Zierlein said, who does radio in Houston, and his dad was in the league for a long time as an assistant coach. And he works for NFL Network in terms of their draft coverage. Has a great podcast as well.
No, he's a friend of the podcast.
He told me he changed his profile on that.
He changed his status on Facebook.
He's appeared
it's
on the
complicated
podcast.
With Six Six.
He doesn't have a choice. He's appeared on the podcast. He doesn't have a choice.
But he made this point on Twitter, and I think it's a great point. Whatever. If you don't want an agent, that's one thing. But Lamar has missed out on all this marketing money, all this free local ad money. Like, it's literally free money to say that, you know, you're going to represent the local car dealership or whatever, or you're going to be a Gatorade guy or a Nike guy or whatever. Primarily, I would imagine, because he doesn't have time to sort through all that stuff. That's why you have an agent. And the other thing that I've been talking about when I get asked about this, the whole Lamar thing, and Lamar, if he wants to ask for $500 million guaranteed, that is his right. And especially when you look at how bad Deshaun Watson was, and he's like, I'm better than that guy. The problem is, and we all know this, when you do contracts, you start taking things personally when you're in the room and your bosses are calling you out for sucking at certain parts of your job, which is what the Ravens have to do when they're negotiating with agents. And agents have a more sterile viewpoint about their clients than the client does. And I get it. I would be angry too if I were Lamar and they're like, well, man, you got hurt and you don't win playoff games, so we're not giving you so-and-so money. If that would happen to be a conversation, he probably took that personally. I just think it's worth, especially when you're one of the best players on planet Earth, it's worth it to have an agent to handle all that stuff. And then the marketing stuff will pay for your agent.
I heard another friend of the podcast, Scott Pioli, former.
He also said he's out on the pod, but go ahead.
That's just fine. Everybody can be out.
What, everybody hates the pod now? What's happening?
I don't know. No, Brinson sucks, I think.
We all need the hat.
But Pioli pointed out that Teddy Bruschi at one point had no agent when he was negotiating New England. And he was like, it was tough because, you know, this is after they've won Super Bowls and he came back from he had a big health issue. And it's like, you know, Pioli is like, you have to be cognizant that you are, to Wilson's point, you're like, you don't, you know, you're saying things that could come off as personal. But it's really, it is just business. But that's like, that's difficult. Like Lamar might be like, here's what I want. And the Ravens are like, well, no, we have to negotiate. He's like, I don't really have time to negotiate. Like, this is just what I want. And that just makes it incredibly tough to do business in the NFL.
Well, and agents are incentivized and agents have relationships with all of these organizations, which he doesn't have. Like, and yeah, I mean, I have an agent. I'm sure you guys do too. And it's one of those things where, you will.
I represent Breach, and Breach represents me. It's a weird thing.
And I get it. You don't want to pay someone and you think you could do it by yourself. But the reality is 9 times out of 10, you can't do it by yourself or you're not going to get as good of deal as you could possibly get. And, you know, I'm as much as, you know, I don't love writing a check every single month. I am where I am because of my agents put me there. So I think
your agent got you here. This is where your agent got you. Is here.
Well, no,
I guess I'm here too.
Podcast with CVS
roasted.
Hey, Katie.
But in all seriousness, like if Lamar Jackson has an agent, he's on a long-term deal right now. There is no chance that he is playing on the franchise tag and having to worry about this stuff. He is pocketing hundreds of millions of dollars and he is in maybe even hosting the Pick Six podcast.
Katie, I have it on good authority that Lamar Jackson is actually your agent, which explains why you are in fact here right now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's Lamar Jackson's mom. She's also my agent as well. And congratulations to everyone because now I'm here. Okay. So another bold prediction I have is James Bradbury to Detroit. So the Lions missed out on him previously in 2020. Those were one of the two teams that he wanted to go to. He has rehabbed his career in Philly this year, all pro season, and adding an elite cornerback is the biggest need for the Lions. They've already addressed the defensive front. Their pass defense ranked 30th in the league, allowing 245 yards per game through the air last season. They've got about $16 million in projected cap space. I think that signing someone, a veteran like Bradbury, and like pairing him with some rookies, it's a very deep draft class for cornerbacks, that this is a good fit for Detroit to finally get Bradbury.
A couple things. I actually love this. They have pick 6 and 18, the Lions do. And I went on mock draft version of Trillion. I always have them taking a cornerback with one of those picks. And you're exactly right. This class is deep, but Bradbury is proven. But Brenton, when I saw the rundown, I saw Bradbury to Detroit. I thought Katie was going deep into the weeds and it was going to be center Garrett Bradbury goes from the Vikings to Detroit. And that's the only reason I bring it up, Katie.
Do you want to explain that bit to Katie?
So Garrett Bradbury went to NC State. He was a center there. He ran a sub 4.54. He got drafted in the first round by the Vikings. Our guy Rick Spielman picked him. And Breach, I think it's fair to say he hasn't lived up to his first round expectations.
I would agree with that. And I think also Brinson predicted that he would win Rookie of the Year.
Also true.
I will say, in my defense, yes. Look, it was stupid. It didn't work out. In my defense, the very next year, I believe, or at least within 2 years, three different offensive linemen received votes for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So you can say that I'm a fool. I say that I'm a trendsetter.
None named Garrett Bradbury.
He wasn't a rookie then. Moving on to James Bradbury. I like this look in Detroit. I think, James Bradbury should get paid. You know, that obviously the last play of the Super Bowl is something I'm just saying, like, I don't know if it really lingers on like when we think about James Bradbury, I mean, obviously I mentioned it, but like to me, it's like it's when you hear James Bradbury, I don't immediately think of that play because he was so good for the Eagles last year and has really been, shout out Samford has been a good player since he entered the league. I kind of like that move. I think he's a quality free agent ad if you were trying to boost your secondary with a veteran presence, and that makes a lot of sense.
I love it.
All right,
Lions need secondary help, and if they can get James Bradbury, I mean, we're looking at these stats right here. One of the best NFL defenders last season at the Lions. They don't have a lot of holes. That's the crazy thing about that roster. If Jared Goff plays well and you beef up the secondary, then, we were talking about the odds yesterday. The Lions are currently the favorite in that division, and you add a shutdown corner to that team, and my goodness,
they're the favorites?
Yeah. I didn't make the odds, Wilson. I just read them.
Love it.
Well, Lions Talk by Chat Sports says that Jamel Dean is an option as well. What do you guys think about that?
I think I like Bradbury a little better. Jamel Dean's obviously a really good football player. I'm sure the Buccaneers would love to keep him, but they, like I mentioned, have negative $40 trillion in cap space, so they have a lot of things to sort out. But I think either of those options make sense. I hesitate to do this, but Billy, are you okay with James Bradberry leaving Philadelphia?
Yeah, he can go. That's fine by me.
That was so fast.
He's still got that last play.
As you can see, Billy hasn't let go of the last play of the Super Bowl.
Billy was sitting there waiting for someone to ask him that question.
I mean, he wants more money. But my whole thing is like, the Giants released him. We picked him up.
He's good.
He clearly wants more money. And it's like, all right, I mean, that's fine. I don't knock you for wanting more money. But at the same time, do you want to win a Super Bowl? Like, that's my thing. Do you want to redeem yourself in the Super Bowl? Because you have an opportunity if you take a little bit less and stay with the Eagles.
Or take a little more and win a Super Bowl in Detroit, which is going to happen before the Philadelphia Eagles go back.
Allow me to quote our good friend Pete Prisco. What's good for me is good for me.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be taking pay cuts.
Yeah, Pete's like, would you rather have a ring or be rich? I don't know, a ring would be pretty cool. He's like, no, you're an idiot. You want to be rich? All right.
On that note, let's take another quick break here on the Big Six Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, Calvin, you play golf. You think you can win one of those green jackets at the Masters?
Well, if it's for being the most loving neighbor of the year, yes.
It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast. We are talking free agency, bold predictions, and Breach and I are on the same page about this one, and it is very, very bold and highly unlikely. However, the Broncos trade for Taysom Hill. Now, we know that Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. He's been the Swiss Army knife for the Saints offense. They signed Derek Carr. They gave him a monster. Sean Payton gave Taysom Hill a monster contract long-term that raised a lot of eyebrows. They restructured him, which is what makes this a little bit hairy. They converted his base salary into a signing bonus, reduced the 2023 cap, his cap hit to just $6.8 million. So I think it's cost prohibitive, but we do know that Sean Payton really wants Taysom Hill. Breach, what do you think?
Well, I mean, the contract doesn't mean anything. The Taysom Hill contract is just a giant money laundering scheme. It is how the Saints have stayed afloat. They just use that contract. They chop money off it. They add money to it. It is like the one artery that keeps the Saints afloat somehow.
It's like season six of Ozark.
You just don't know where it's going. And so I think Sean Payton could call up, be like, look, you guys really don't want Taysom Hill. I'm not even going to give you anything. You just give me Taysom Hill. We'll eat whatever we need to on his contract, maybe even throw some money at you so I can get him because I love this guy so much. And so, I don't think it would make Russell Wilson happy because Taysom Hill might end up taking a couple snaps at quarterback if he got traded, just like he did in New Orleans. But I don't think the Saints, like, what are they going to do with him? Just give him to Denver, give him to Peyton.
Can I ask you and Katie a clarifying question?
Yeah.
When you say the Broncos trade for Taysom Hill, is that in exchange for Russ Wilson? Because that actually would make a ton of sense.
I don't think they're giving up Russ Wilson, but
where's my dunk button when I need it?
Yeah, I think that would make a lot of people happy, but no, I don't think that they're.
No, this is the Saints calling up Sean Payton and saying, "Hey, buddy, you're an old friend. Here's Taysom Hill as a parting gift. You don't have to give us anything in return."
I don't hate
They're
it.
They're not going to do that, though. They wouldn't have restructured him if they weren't set on keeping Taysom Hill, at least for a little bit longer, I think. I think this is unlikely, but I do think that Sean Payton wants him.
Sean Payton has a man crush on Taysom Hill. Like, Sean Payton acquiring Taysom Hill would be the least shocking thing on the planet. One guy who, like, might be – I don't know if this would work, but let me make sure. I'm pretty sure he's still on the roster, but for the Broncos, I mean, I'm just sort of thinking through, like, Sean Payton getting a little too cute. Kendall Hinton played quarterback in college and obviously started that game during the COVID year. He's not built like Taysom Hill, but, you know, as a wide receiver who could also throw passes, you just sort of wonder if, like, Sean Payton couldn't maybe use him as sort of a – not a wild, like, just, I don't know, like in a funky kind of fashion. Just a thought.
Yeah, but no, I think that's a good point. Because
but Taysom Hill going to the Broncos would be the least shocking thing on the planet if the contracts could get worked out.
Yeah, it'd have to be a post June 1st trade for it to even have a chance of happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could also happen next offseason too.
Yeah. What about Ryan Tannehill moving on from the Titans breach?
All right, it's a bold prediction podcast, so my bold prediction is that, look, we've seen – is it the Titans get rid of Ryan Tannehill? They've spent the entire offseason just chopping salary left and right, and now who has the biggest cap hit on the team? Mr. Ryan Tannehill. So that is the fastest way to chop even more salary is to dump Ryan Tannehill. It would save them $17.8 million. And you know what? Maybe you go out and sign a veteran for 1 year for slightly cheaper. Maybe you let Malik Willis start. Whatever you do, I don't think you're tanking this season, but you can say, let's dump Tannehill. If we struggle, we struggle. If we don't, then we knew Tannehill was the problem. And there you go. So I think if you don't trade Derrick Henry, he's your entire offense anyway. So it doesn't matter if Tannehill's there or not. Just free up the money.
So you have Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson, D'Amico Ryans and their quarterback at number two, whoever that Bryce Younger or CJ Stroud, whoever. You have Shane Steichen and their quarterback at number four. And you're like, you know what? Let's get rid of Ryan Tannehill. Because then you're going to tank in a division that you could win. Not tank, in your words. So you're going to get rid of Ryan Tannehill in a division that you could conceivably win. I think the bigger issues are defense and the offensive line. Because you have pick number 11. You get a really good offensive lineman there, and maybe you could Band-Aid over Ryan Tannehill for another year if you think you have a chance to win 9 or 10 games.
Ryan Tannehill,
Ryan Tannehill has the fifth highest cap hit for 2023 in the entire NFL, by the way, behind only Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and Josh Allen.
One of those names is not like the other.
Yeah. My girl JoJo in the chat this several times, not to bring this back to Jimmy Garoppolo, but, you know, I do have to give her flowers here. She is saying her bold prediction is that Jimmy Garoppolo goes to the Rams. Reportedly, the Rams are looking to offload Matt Stafford. I don't know how much I believe that. I mean, I know he's maybe looking to retire sometime soon. What do you guys think about Jimmy Garoppolo to the Rams?
That team has a lot of problems. Just in terms
obviously, anything that involves disrespect to Matthew Stafford, I am fundamentally opposed to.
Really?
I would just say if the Rams trade Matthew Stafford, I think that Sean McVay would give Baker Mayfield as the next man up and try and keep him on some sort of prove it deal. Hey, look, you did pretty well in my offense last season. Let's see what you can do if we give you the entire season. So I think Jimmy G could work there, but I think that Sean McVay would stick with Baker Mayfield if they traded Stafford.
The only thing I would say, though, Breach, is that if Matthew Stafford, one of the toughest people on planet Earth, can't keep it together behind that Rams offensive line, Jimmy Garoppolo may not make it through the first quarter of week one preseason. That's true. My only concern.
It would be hard for me to see Jimmy Garoppolo in a Rams jersey. I'm saying that right now. Before we get into Breach's last bold prediction for a quarterback, I will say, Brinson, I just got this update from TMZ. Since this is the unofficial Cocaine Bear podcast, a wild African cat in Ohio tested positive for cocaine. There's a cocaine cat.
Cocaine cat. It's the sequel. Let's go.
Saw that cocaine cat was trending on Twitter. I didn't pursue it, but now I know.
You know, though,
it's a real cat in Ohio.
If Katie would have just said, if Katie would have just said there's a cocaine cat and guess what state it's in, there's a 50-50 chance we would have guessed. It would have been Ohio or Florida.
Florida. Yeah, Florida, definitely. Look, I love the idea of the sequel. I'm a little disappointed that Brady Quinn hasn't texted me yet since he, you know, but I appreciate, see, Katie, you get the ethos of this podcast that, you know, obviously, you know, By the way, can I throw, I've got a random bold prediction that I should have said in, but I won't. But I think that the Chicago Bears drastically overspend on multiple wide receivers in free agency. The two that I would probably target, Juju Smith-Schuster and maybe Jacoby Myers.
I'm
not saying it'll be good. I'm just saying they're going to overpay for him because remember they don't have that second round pick Ryan Wilson that they lost in the Chase Claypool.
But trade. They're going to get They're going to get a ton of picks when they trade down for number one.
Possibly
they have Chase Claypool. Juju's not going to. I think he signed for $7 million in Kansas City. Jacoby Myers ain't signing for much more than that. I would imagine he's a possession receiver.
I think Jacoby gets paid in free agency.
No, he ain't getting paid. What does getting paid mean to you?
I mean like. $14 million a year?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Look at Breach's face.
It's more than Curtis Samuel.
All right, Katie, I got to do the With the First Pick podcast in 6 minutes. So let's get to Breach's last one before Brinson says something else about Jacoby Myers.
Carson Wentz to the Panthers. I think Frank Reich, guys, he says, I had him in Philly. He fell apart. I had him in Indy. He fell apart. I'm going to give him third time's a charm. I'm bringing him to Carolina. Frank Reich is going to go crazy and everyone into Wentz.
I'm with Brinson. I think the first thing David Tepper said, even before he got finished shaking Frank Reich's hand, he said, listen, if you mention the words Carson Wentz, I'm ejecting you out of this fourth story window. So it's up to you, buddy.
He's like, listen, Frank, we're glad you came in for the second, for this interview, first interview. It's great to meet you. Here's the deal. If you say Carson Wentz's name, like if you even say like Johnny Carson's name, I don't want to hear that. I don't hear come out of your mouth either of those comes out of your mouth and this interview is over and we're giving the job to Steve.
What do you think, Katie? Is that too bold?
I want Carson Wentz to be done. I don't want Carson Wentz to go anywhere. I'm a gambling woman. Anytime I bet on Carson Wentz, it ends up blowing up in my face. So I would just like Carson Wentz just to be done. Get out of the league.
They just become best friends.
Yep.
Some money, please. See,
you get the ethos of this podcast. We are not Carson Wentz fans here.
We're done with him.
I just think the argument for getting Wentz would be if you were at 9 and you don't trade up and then you end up getting like Anthony Richardson and you just have to sit him for a year. I'm not saying they should do it. I don't think they should do it. Carson Wentz in the XFL, savage. I'm saying that I think if you're Frank Reich, Jacoby Brissett, and I know he went to NC State, way more sense than Carson Wentz because you're basically saying this guy's a placeholder. With Wentz, it's still a big enough name. Where the Washington traded for him thinking that he was going to be the guy moving forward. And
he wasn't.
So I would have Brissett than Wentz for sure.
I will just say these are bold predictions, not predictions that make sense.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Okay, Wilson has got to get off right now. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is the Pick 6 Podcast. We will see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.